And I think this is, it also goes back to just a whole, going back to the political world, which is, you know, obviously what I do. Just look at how the left treats the world. Look at how the left views everything. I mean, we talk about this all the time. Victim complex and snowflakes and people getting offended about everything. And it's like, yeah, because people don't take responsibility for their own actions. Like, if your life sucks, it's probably your fault, okay? For the most part, if your life, if you're in a rut and you keep blaming everyone else for your problems, maybe you should stop looking at the world and start looking at yourself and saying, here's what I'm doing wrong in my life. How can I actually fix that? This is what's wrong with the left. And the left teaches people to be victims. Like last week, you guys watched, we watched that Barbie's video with those two Barbie chicks talking about, you know, selling stickers, and the black one couldn't sell as many because she's black. And it's like, you're making up that situation and you're turning yourself into a victim, making it so that you can never succeed. When you give yourself this mindset that you can't succeed and the world is against me and I should be wrathful after something bad happens to me, you are only setting yourself up for failure. The number one thing you can do is try your best to be positive, confident, and trust in God, because that is what we have. And if you have that and you push for that, you will have a happier, better life. The way that you react to bad things that happen in your life, you know, Taylor and I were talking about this before too, with, you know, Jesus never said that you become a Christian and bad things won't happen to you. I think this is kind of like a trope that atheists fall into when we talk to them.
Some Christians.
Yeah, and some Christians too, you know, where they're like, well, if you know, if you believe in God, then why did a baby die of cancer? You know, or something like that. Or they think like nothing bad is going to happen to you because...
Or like, you know, people say, oh, if you just have religion, then you'll no longer have problems in your life. Everything's going to be peachy. If you just, you know, turn to God, like you'll never face anything.
Right. And it's like, it couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah. Like Jesus himself said, in this world, you will have trials and tribulations, but this is what you're saying. Cause you know, your whole monologue there is awesome, is take heart. I have overcome the world. That's what Jesus said. So it's like Jesus, a lot of helps, or like religion, faith helps you over good values, help you overcome the, you know, the, what you face in life. It's not that bad things won't happen to you.
Right. And that's exactly right. It's like, the world sucks. The world is a terrible place. Dennis Prager talks about this all the time, where he says people are not born good. People are not born basically good. It's you have to be taught to be good. Anyway, I'm kind of going off on a tangent with that. But what I'm trying to say with this whole thing right now and bringing this up is that bad things are going to happen. And the way that you react to it and the way that you take life by the horns and make it your, you know... and actually make your life better instead of blaming other people is going to help you so much in the long run. We can all turn to sin. We can all turn to doing terrible things and seeking vengeance or whatever it might be. But the number one thing you can do is continue to focus on yourself, strive with God, and your life will get better, even if bad things happen to you. So this is my opening monologue. And I like I said, I don't get into my personal life, so I'm not really going to talk about what happened, but... We're doing better now. All right, don't worry about it. Okay,
it's on the up and up.
It's on the up and up, mate. Yeah.
Are we doing Cop's Kit next? Because that's a line in the Cop's Kit when you are checking out. Everything's on the up and up.
Oh yeah. I hope you guys watched the Cop's Kit. I didn't actually put it in here. If we have time, we'll go through it. You guys saw the Cop's Kit. We could maybe go through that, but we have a lot of other stuff.
Chat.
Yeah, and then we got, you know, the technical difficulties, so we're like 10 minutes late. All right, so let's move on to the woke bracket. Spencer, give me one sec. Okay, you can switch it over to my screen. I'm in the bottom right corner on it. Cool. All right, cool. Thanks. Okay, so you guys can all see what I'm looking at right now, the cancel culture bracket. Who will you save? So basically what we did, we posted on Instagram stories. We made this bracket because March Madness is over. Also, in my tournament for March Madness, I think there were 75 people who joined my tourney time, or Craig's tourney time. And I got last place out of 75 people.
Hey, if you ain't first, you're last.
If you ain't last, I don't know. I mean, I got last. That's what I'm trying to say. I did really poorly. I chose like...
See, if you were a leftist, that would be a good thing because you could claim you're oppressed and then you would get, privilege. You'd be elevated into positions of power now because you can claim being oppressed.
Why can't Abilene Christian just get a leg up? So many.
I was rooting for ORU, man. My little brother went to ORU. They were like flying high. But
yeah, anyway. Oral Roberts would have been a sick win. But
been based.
I know UCLA too. If we had UCLA and USC at the end, that would have been pretty cool too.
But it would have been, I guess. It's like, I know. These schools hate you when you go to these schools, but the people, like, they treat you so badly. And you're like, oh, UCLA, that'd be cool.
I know. I'm like, yes. And then they're just like, I hate this person.
Call anyway, the cops.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, anyway, we have our bracket here. And basically, this is a cancel culture bracket where it's like, who do you want to save based on like who you like the most? So I haven't seen the winners yet. I haven't seen who you guys chose. I have mine here that I'm going to fill out together with you guys, and we're going to go through it, and I'll tell you what my picks will be.
And put yours in the comments for each matchup.
Put yours in the comments for each matchup. So you guys should know how March Madness bracket works. If you don't, I don't know, maybe you live in India or something and you don't have March Madness. But for the most part, most of you guys should live here and know what March Madness is. So we're going to start. We're going to start with Mr. Potato Head and Eskimo Pie. I'm going to have a hot take here, or maybe actually it's a cold take. Eskimo.
Oh,
I'm going
wow.
Eskimo pie.
Oh,
I think Eskimos are pretty cool, and I think that
I think that's like a, we're not even allowed to say the word anymore. But
not allowed to say Eskimo.
Potato Head. A lot of people have memories of like, don't you have any childhood memories playing with Potato Head? Like, isn't that endearing?
I never had a Mr. Potato Head.
Well, he's gender neutral now, so you never will.
Yeah. No. Good. I don't want one. I don't care about Mr. Potato Head.
All right.
I care about Eskimos. What are they called? Inuits?
Saved. I don't know.
Is that the word now?
There is no right word for these things anymore.
You're saying there's not a right word for them? What do you mean by that, Taylor?
I mean, you'll get canceled no matter what word you say. So.
Okay. Aunt Jemima, Gone with the Wind. Oh, I'm going AJ, baby.
That's like
Aunt
a heavy Jemima. Hitter matchup early
yeah,
on.
I know. But Aunt Jemima is mine. You guys know. If you've been a watcher of the show for a long time, you know I love Aunt Jemima. Okay. Washington Redskins or Uncle Ben? Gotta go with the Redskins. Definitely Redskins. I love the Redskins.
Yeah, you have a whole video about that.
Yeah, I have a whole video about the Redskins.
Are Native Americans offended by the name Redskins?
Yeah, you guys should check that out. I went to a Navajo Indian reservation, and it was like, it was pretty sad to go there. Like, so much of it was run down and horrible, and those people still didn't want to be victims. I talked to these Native Americans, just like what I was talking about before. They were like, I don't want other people getting offended for me. I'm not blaming all these other people for my problems. They're like, we pride ourselves in military service and taking life by the horn. It was like an awesome video, so I'm a huge Redskins guy. All right, Mary Poppins or Cream of Wheat? Wait, Cream of Wheat got canceled? What did Cream of Wheat get canceled for?
They're saying it's like the guy in the box is a racist trope or something. It's the same thing as
Uncle
Ben. And I don't know.
He's black?
It's like it's got some weird. It's just another one of the brands that they're like, oh, this is suddenly a problem now, so we have to cancel it.
I'm gonna do Cream of Wheat.
Yeah, someone said they're canceling everyone of color. Like,
yeah, I know. It's like all you're canceling everyone who's black. Like, shouldn't you want that? Shouldn't you want to have like all these
too much representation?
I know, they cry, there's not enough representation. And then when they have representation, they take it off. It's like, I don't know what you want. It's not like the Aunt Jemima picture is racist. It's not racist. Maybe like the one from like
that's the point of this exercise. This is almost like an in memoriam because we're just saying goodbye to all these brands because they've already been canceled. We're just saying hypothetically.
Yeah, this is all hypothetical. I don't have the power
if we had
to bring one back. I wish I did. I would do a lot for Aunt Jemima to come back.
There's a Star Wars prequel reference in there.
Yeah. Wait, which reference?
Should keep going.
Now
have the
this
power
is
to save the one you love.
Oh, yeah. Ironic.
It's ironic.
Have you ever heard the tragedy of Dr. Seuss the Wise?
Will's a Star Wars nerd.
I am. And I'm a big prequels guy. All right, Dr. Seuss or Splash Mountain? Wait, why did Splash Mountain get canceled?
Song in the South, Zippity Doo Dah.
It was like a racist song or something.
Really?
Racial undertones.
I'm going to do Splash Mountain. That sounds sick.
Just goes right for it.
I go for the underrated picks. Oh, wait, what happened? Okay, here we go. Goya Beans or Chase the Police Dog? Who was chasing the police dog? All right, nice. Taylor wasn't even paying attention. That was
Chase the Police Dog is from Paw Patrol.
I know, I made a joke about
okay,
whatever.
Sorry.
I'm going
But
Goya.
Do you know why they were canceling him?
It's a Paw Patrol because a cop thing.
Yeah, it was like during
the
BLM stuff,
and
last year. They were like, he's a positive image of a police officer for kids, and they don't want that. So they were like, we should cancel him.
No positive role models. All right, here's what you can have. No positive role models. No black people. Just.
Someone's going to cut this audio. Will Witt calls for removal.
It's just the. All you can have is a picture of a pancake and a mill. And then
60 Minutes is going to chop this up.
I know. Right next to the Ron DeSantis clip. Chiquita Bananas, Cleveland Indians. I'm going Indians. Land O'Lakes or Chris Harrison. You know, I don't watch The Bachelor, so I'm going to choose Land O'Lakes. That's plus three.
He issued a groveling apology. He didn't.
Yeah,
he bowed to the mob.
Yeah,
he lost all respect.
Him. Loser. I'm like, and I've done all of the Indian ones. All of the Indian ones I've supported for bringing back.
The First Nations, Native Americans.
All of First Nations.
Whatever the right
No, it says is. Cleveland Indians. You know, if it didn't say that, I'd be very, I'd be much better about it. Okay, Eskimo Joe or AJ? Eskimo Pie or
Eskimo Joe?
I was thinking
that's
of
a clothing brand.
Yeah.
And, I wonder if that's canceled.
I don't know.
I grew
Maybe.
Up with that. That's
I
like in Oklahoma
Django.
And stuff.
Eskimo Pie or Aunt Jemima? I'm going Aunt Jemima. Wait, what happened to my text? Oh, I didn't put text here. Okay, we're gonna pretend Aunt Jemima's here.
Just copy paste to the thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Here. There we go. Redskins or Cream of Wheat? Like I said, I didn't even know the Cream of Wheat one, so we're going there. Okay, Splash Mound versus Goya. Let's go Goya. I'm going Goya. And Land O'Lakes or Cleveland Indians? We're going Land O'Lakes, for sure. I love Land O'Lakes. That's like the butter.
That's
that
from
I
Minnesota.
Get.
I'm from Minnesota. It's Land of 10,000 Lakes. It's like a Minnesota brand.
Oh, yeah? You're from Minnesota,
don't
hey?
You know.
Oh, don't you know? That's
call
a
my
crazy.
Grandma. She'd be like, hi, Taylor. How you doing? It's the
hey,
best.
Taylor.
No, you that seen, was terrible.
Oh. Have you seen Fargo?
I actually haven't, but
that's a great movie.
Fargo, I grew up in Fargo world.
Cool. Yeah, it's like
the Midwest.
Oh, it's so funny. Okay, Aunt Jemima, Redskins. This is the hardest matchup so far. I love the Aunt Jemima syrup. Even though I don't like syrup, I just love the Aunt Jemima so much. She's so sweet. And
she
then,
took care of you all through your whole childhood.
Yeah, seriously.
Made your taste buds happy. We need to get the Aunt Jemima back on
know,
the,
we'll put
the
it
wall
up
there.
No, we'll get it. And then Redskins... I just think it's, like, so iconic. I'm going AJ. I'm going Aunt Jemima.
It's a much better name than Washington Football Team, which is
yeah.
their name now.
Yeah, Washington.
How do you... They
Beta
seriously
males.
Went from to football team. Like,
how is
that
is better?
The woke are going to turn everything into, like, the most vanilla, like, no gender, no name, no references to anything in history.
No.
It's just... We're all just going to have to,
Football
like,
Team 1. Yeah. Football Team 2. It's like
numbers are racist.
Yeah,
too,
I know. So. And all of them are going to be rainbow colors. All right, Goya versus Land O'Lakes. Yeah, we're going Land O'Lakes. That's spelled right. All right, Aunt Jemima versus Land O'Lakes. Who would I save, guys? Put your thoughts down in the comments. Let me know versus Aunt Jemima or Land O'Lakes. Who you want to save? I'm going Aunt Jemima. There's no. I knew before I even started this, I knew I was going to put Aunt Jemima as number one. I love Aunt Jemima. She's so cute and sweet. I'm like a huge fan of Aunt Jemima.
There
I
is.
Wish she was my Aunt Jemima. I love Aunt Jemima. There's our bracket. There's mine. And now we're going to look at what you guys said. You, Taylor and Spencer have both seen this. And now...
And so if you haven't seen on Instagram, on PragerU's Instagram, we did a whole thing. You can probably still do some of it right now
yeah.
where you can vote on each of these. And so we have the results here of what our audience voted on
yeah.
and who won that. So we're
yeah.
going to compare.
By the percent.
Yeah.
Can you see this, Spencer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to zoom in a little bit.
Oh.
Make sure that people see it. There you
go. Oh, dang. Okay, there we go.
It's high-tech stuff.
Yeah.
We got on Will Witt Live.
Serious hacking. Right
hey,
he's,
you're kind of your own like producer in some sense, so I feel like people should give us some slack.
No, please give us some slack. Yeah. Unless you're like a total, I don't know, like judgmental rude guy.
Judgmental rude guy.
You judgmental rude guys out there.
Wow. Okay.
You know, you guys probably thought what I was thinking. Okay. Judgmental rude guys.
Let's compare. All right.
Answers. So, Mr. Potato Head. Wow. Mr. Potato Head won by 80%.
No, wow. He didn't win by 80%. He won 80% of the vote.
We just had this
yes.
whole conversation.
So 80-20, okay. 80% went to Mr. Potato Head.
Aunt Jemima won. And the Mr. Potato Head beat Aunt Jemima. You guys knocked her out in the third round. What is wrong with you people?
Potato Head goes past to, what is
Washington
that,
Redskins and Mary Poppins. Okay. And then you guys put Mary Poppins above Washington Redskins? I don't even
really
know.
It was a really close margin, though.
Why did Mary Poppins even get canceled?
I don't remember. There was some, yeah. I think like maybe there was like chimney blackface something.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Blackface chimney. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss beat out Splash Mountain with 83%. Chase the Police Dog beat Goya Beans. Wow. Close one. Then Dr. Seuss won again. Cleveland Indians beat Chiquita Bananas. Land O'Lakes beat Chris Harrison. Good. Dr. Seuss, Land O'Lakes. Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss won the whole thing. Wow. I knocked out Dr. Seuss my first round against Splash Mountain.
I mean, Splash. How are you going to do Dr. Seuss like that?
I love Splash Mountain.
Like, you say Aunt Jemima was good to you in your childhood, but Dr. Seuss wasn't.
No, not as good as Aunt Jemima. You know, it's a lot different. That was fun, guys. I enjoyed doing this bracket. Maybe we could do different types of brackets. We could do, like, a president bracket.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, do one with, like, presidents of, like,
conservative influencers.
Yeah, conservative influencers. I
would knock
Will
out in the first round.
I don't know if Taylor would even qualify for that type of bracket, so at least I'd be on the show.
I would not be on that. I would not want to be on
that. Do favorite TikTok dances, favorite fruit. We could do a whole type of bracket showdown. So let me know down below. Have some comments what you would like to be the next bracket if we do another one. This was a lot of fun to do, and it was really cool to see your guys' stuff and interact with it on Instagram and everything. So make sure that if you're not following me and PragerU on Instagram, the social media handles are in the top right of your screen, that you can follow us on all platforms. So make sure you're doing that. Okay, let's bring up this video. This is, before we start it, let me know if you're good on this, Spencer. All good over here. Good over here. Okay. So we got this video. It is of a pastor in Calgary, right? And he's yelling at these cops who have come into his place trying to shut him down for Easter service. And we're just going to let the rest speak for itself. And we're going to go through this, okay? This might be my favorite video of the year so far. So here we go.
Please get out. Get out of this property. Immediately get out. Okay. Get out of this property immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out. Out.
Out of this property. I love this guy. He's killing it right now.
He's not German.
I know. Please get out of this property right now. No, he's not German.
He is Polish.
Yeah, no, he's Polish. I can't do a very good Polish accent.
I'm not really sure what that sounds
like. Yeah, well, it sounds like this. Out. That's all he's saying. But it's so funny. It's like when people come, this is like something that's kind of like you see it at debates and things like that, when people like are just trying to troll someone, you know, or not really at debates, but more like large scale events or like those call lines that people have, and they just come in and try and troll the person. So they just start yelling like the same thing over and over again. And it's not always a good strategy. Okay. I'm not going to lie to you, but this time it definitely works, because these cops and these people coming in, I mean, what are they supposed to do? This guy is telling him, come back with a warrant. I mean, it is his right. You know, he's telling him, come back. You can't just walk in here. You can't just barge in here and tell me that I have to shut down. It's not your right to do that. And he's just so strong, standing up for what he believes in. And his voice is awesome.
Out! 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 Out of this property! Immediately out!
This is what I tell my dog when he, like, poops in the house. It's like, this is the exact same thing of when I'm reprimanding Robbie.
Sounds like an exorcism.
I know.
Out! Get out!
Yeah. Out, you Polish demon!
Immediately go out and don't come back. I don't want to talk to you. Not a word. Out of this property. Immediately out.
I love it.
I don't care what you have to say. Out. Out. Out of this property, you Nazis. Out. Out. Gestapo is not allowed here.
That's right.
He's calling them Nazis. Gosh. He's calling Gestapo. He's just so strong with it, which I think is like the coolest part.
I know. This guy is all of us, like all the pent up energy that we have from like lockdowns and just all the BS regulations from the government that everyone's had to put up, and mask Nazis and stuff. Everyone's just like, this guy's channeling all of our collective energy and rage, and just like,
I know.
I think we all feel it.
This guy's been watching like all of the PragerU videos and definitely just taking all of that rage and energy and exerting it here. Listen, we don't want you guys to just, you know, go around yelling at police officers. That's not what we're advocating for here, okay? I think that's pretty clear. But we are advocating for standing up to tyranny.
That's right. When it comes to your doorstep, that's the time to push back.
Say something, yeah. Right? Don't let people walk all over
you. You didn't give them an inch, and that's what you can't do. Don't be like Chris Harrison and bow to the woke mob.
No, you know? No. You tell them out. Out.
Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed. Out. Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go. So go. Go. And don't come back without a warrant. Out, Nazi. Out. Out. You understand? Nazis are not welcome here. Out. And don't come back without a warrant. Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable, sick, evil people. Intimidating people in a church during the Passover. You Gestapo, Nazi, communists, fascists. Don't you dare coming back here.
Man, that's wild.
Can you imagine those psychopaths? Passover, the holiest Christian festival in a year, and they're coming to intimidate Christians during the holiest festival? Unbelievable. What is wrong with those sick psychopaths? It's beyond me.
So based.
Based, super based.
It feels like I get that feeling like whenever you're full screen watching Braveheart or like Aragorn giving the speech before they're like leading the army against
this
the
is like
guys.
The rise of Rohirrim.
Yeah, like, seriously.
Right before Minas Tirith when
like,
Rohan.
Yeah,
comes.
Let's go freaking take like, on some go. Tyranny. Let's
I
do
know.
This.
I know, but it's like again, not advocating for you to just go yell at people, okay? But this guy is defending himself, okay? There's a big difference. This is his livelihood. This is his business. This is where he has gathered people after a year of lockdowns to celebrate the most holy of Christian days. Like he said, you know, Easter, Passover, and celebrating this and bringing people together for a good cause, and then they're going and shutting it down. You know, the police are trying to come in and shut it down. And it's like, it makes no sense. We were out at Tinhorn Flats yesterday in Burbank, if you guys know what that is. That's where the business owner, the co-owner of the business. He's been arrested 3 times now for keeping his business open despite the lockdowns. He kept it open, excuse me, and they shut his water and power off. They shut the power off and arrested him. And then he got a backup generator, and then they said that his generator wasn't up to code or there was wiring or something, and then I'm pretty sure he gets arrested again. And then they put sandbags out in front of his restaurant so that he couldn't even get into his restaurant, his own restaurant that he paid for. Also, the amount of money that he pays for, like, regulations through the government, $135,000 a year on average for small businesses and compliance costs to the California government every year. It's insane that he's paying all this in his restaurant. And then he tries to move the sandbags to open up, and they arrest him again. But he continually stands up to tyranny. Imagine, you know, Los Angeles. I don't know. I read something about, this is New York. I mean, New York, it was like, you could go to a different restaurant for every single meal in New York for a total of like 6 years or something like that, right? Have you guys ever heard that, something like that?
No.
No? You ever heard that?
Interesting.
Like, there's so many different restaurants that if you go to a different restaurant for every single meal for 6 years, you would always be going to a different restaurant. I only bring this up to say, okay, imagine if all of these restaurants had all said, no, I'm not closing down. I'm not shutting down. But in reality, out of all those restaurants, you only have one or two or three who are standing up and doing something, and then they're easily shut down by the government or by bureaucracy, whatever it might be. They're easily shut down. I mean, we were out there yesterday, and there was a gang of people. It was awesome, like people, you know, counter-protesting and saying, you know, I can't believe the police are doing this, and I can't believe the government's doing this. It was wild. And then, like, I was out there to go and film, and the police said I couldn't be on the sidewalk without press credentials. And it's like, this was a public street. This was a public street, and the police said that I couldn't be out there. And then there were two leftist chicks, and they had signs that said, tear down Tinhorn Flats, the restaurant that we were at, and put up a Planned Parenthood. They want to replace, this is the delusion of the left, they wanted to replace a restaurant that has been serving the community for years, that makes tons of people happy, with a place that murders babies. Just take that in for a sec. And then the police wouldn't let us talk to them at all. They said, you know, it wasn't a free speech zone, whatever, and, you know, weren't allowed to go over there, even though it's a public street and you don't need media credentials to be on a public street. It was all very odd. But the guy, what we're saying is that the guy who is the co-owner who kept getting arrested stood up, and that, you know, California, I say this a lot, but I mean, California used to be a very conservative place, and now look at it, it's a terrible place because conservatives didn't stand up and do anything. So you live in Idaho right now, you live in Montana, you live in Texas, Florida, you know, you might be a little apathetic towards what's happening in your state or what's happening in your county or your community, wherever it might be, and you think, whatever, we're already conservative. It doesn't matter. It's not going to happen here. That's California, right? California is their own thing, and they do terrible stuff there, and, you know, they're going to eventually secede and be their own broken country. But it will happen to you. It will happen to you. This stuff moves so fast. The left moves in and devours everything in its path in a blink of an eye. So you have to be ready for it. And you can't be sitting back and saying someone else is going to handle it. Doesn't matter. You have to be ready to fight all the time. Like this pastor. Based. All right, Spencer, let me pull up the be or not to be. I think we're ready to play. Huh? Unless you had something to say about that.
No, too. I'm ready.
You ready?
Let's move on.
All right, give me a sec, Spencer.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let me just pull this up before you put it on screen.
Okay. Lord knows what else is going on in that computer.
You want to get some music going too, Will?
Oh, yes. Spencer, gotta look at you.
Look at it.
Taylor didn't remember.
We went
through
the whole bracket without music, I guess.
I didn't think I was doing music for that one.
All right.
Or just for this one? Okay.
Can you guys hear the music in the audience? Kind of setting the mood for this lighthearted segment.
Yeah. Okay, Taylor, why don't you explain what the game is?
Okay, so this is Be or Not to Be. If you're our friends at the website called Babylon Bee, it's a satire website, and they write funny headlines that, you know, are parodies of reality, but they're fake, but they're really hilarious. And then they have another website called Not the Bee, where they take actual stories in real life that are as absurd as something you would make up and publish those. And so what we did in this game is we took the satire headlines and the fake headlines and or the fake headlines and the real headlines, put them together in one thing. And Will's going to go through and try to guess which ones are fake and which ones are real. And you guys do so, too, in the comments.
Yeah. So I haven't seen these.
Yeah.
I don't know if which ones are real and which ones are fake. So.
But we do.
Taylor knows. Yeah. He made it. Taylor did a good job, I'm sure.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Whenever you're ready.
I'm hearing that we're not getting music, so anyway. Maybe
the music's it's a little bit low.
All right.
It might just be too low.
All right. We can mess with it. But all right, here we go. Be or not the bee. So let's go to the first headline. You got it up?
I got it up.
All right. Man wins game of Guess Who by having his character keep switching genders. So, you know the game Guess Who, where you like flip up the little.
Yeah.
It's like ask questions about it. So he keeps changing. Anyway,
that one's Babylon Bee.
That is correct. Dude, I think we got a.
No.
Spencer.
It was wrong.
There you go. Switch it up. I saw this one on the Babylon Bee before.
Okay. Well.
So this one I didn't cheat because I already saw it, but you chose one that I already saw.
I told you not to spoil these.
I didn't want to.
Go live under a rock and don't stay off the internet. So we,
I try to stay off the internet as much as I can.
All right. See the next one.
All right.
New best-selling devotional with prayer that says, "Dear God, please help me to hate white people," is now available at Target.
I'd buy this. This one sounds like too fake that it has to be real. I'm saying real.
It is real.
Yes.
That actually happened.
Let's go.
There's actually a devotional that you can buy at Target right now that has a prayer. We just made a post about it on Instagram if you want to check that out.
How does it say hate white people? I mean, Jesus loved everyone. Jesus told you to even love, you know, the people who hate you.
They're not praying to the God of the Bible. They're praying to the God of woke.
Yeah.
And woke is a religion of racism. We tweeted that today. It was like a caption.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Good job, Chris. Nice. If you're watching.
Well, it was my caption, but Chris did a good job in recognizing that we should tweet it. But anyways.
Okay, good.
Chris is based.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Here we go. MLB games to no longer require ID to purchase alcoholic beverages. Now, they left Georgia because of the voter ID laws. So, you know.
This one is fake.
It is fake. That is correct.
Because, I mean, I wish that was real.
Why? You're of age.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I wish it was.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, got a lot of, I don't know, cousins. I don't know.
All right.
Whatever.
Let's move on. Let's keep this thing moving. All right.
I knew that one was fake.
Webster expands a definition to make it clear that the word colorblind or being colorblind actually means to be racist.
This one's true. True.
That is true. That actually
I'm good at this game.
They added to the definition of the word colorblind in the dictionary to make sure. It's like a little addendum that says, you know, it still means you're racist if you're colorblind, basically.
That's like, so. I remember those old MTV videos that came out like during the first 2016 election, and like all just super racist stuff, and they said how being colorblind is like the most racist thing you can do because you need to like focus on people's race and, you know, recognize oppression and all that. It's so stupid. It's super dumb.
It is stupid. It's also stupid to watch MTV. I stopped watching that when I was like 12.
You don't watch Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory?
I've never heard of that.
You ever heard of that?
I remember like TRL. That's TRL. Like 90s show. TRL.
Yeah. The Real World. Yeah, I was supposed to go on The Real World.
You look like someone on The Real World.
What up? My name's Chad.
Frat boy and Real World contestant.
I'm an entrepreneur. I live in LA, Santa Monica Beach. You know,
I'm a content creator.
Yeah.
I'm an influencer.
Right. Next one.
All right. Here we go. CNN says there's no biological difference between an apple and a banana.
It's CNN, so it's hard to think that this could be fake. I'm going to say real.
Oh, got him. No, this is a Babylon B1. But isn't that crazy how like it's actually plausible that CNN would publish something like this?
Yeah. Well, I would think that they would be like, the genetic structure of fruit is so similar.
Right, but like that's the whole point, is like today we don't use biology to distinguish things anymore.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, anyways.
What do you like, apples or bananas better?
I guess bananas. Apples are harder to eat.
Yeah, they get in your teeth.
Yeah, the skin gets in your teeth.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, I don't like a lot of fruit, honestly.
Yeah.
Not a big fruit guy.
Yeah.
Those the female protesters at the thing yesterday said Will looks fruity.
Yeah, they called me gay. They called me gay as like an insult.
Yeah, they did. And it's like, this is not your thing. And then they offered you a rainbow mask.
I know. I'm like, well, it's like, why do you call... They're like all preaching about, you know, their tolerance and equality and stuff. And then they call me gay.
Yeah.
I said it felt like I was on Modern Warfare 2 lobbies on Xbox Live again. Where it's like they call
that's the
you
best you can come up with is just calling someone
they call
gay.
Someone gay. They say
that's
like,
not like
your mom, like they're gonna hook up with your mom. Like Xbox Live lobby chat was that was fun.
Juvenile. Was days. Yeah. Get better insults.
Yeah.
Go away Get from good. The left. Anyways, okay. So next headline, here we go. Parents disguise kids as illegal immigrants so they can receive in person teaching.
That one's gotta be true. No,
that's really? A Babylon Bee headline.
Oh, yeah. No way.
It's not too far from reality. This game
maybe
is great.
Maybe I read it wrong. I was thinking that it's like illegal immigrants coming in and making their kids illegal.
No,
and
no,
then like, so they got.
It's because like the government is treating illegal immigrants better than
native
citizens.
Right, right.
For in a lot of ways right now. So this. Headline is saying parents are disguising their children as illegal immigrants so that they'll get better treatment and in-person teaching and come back to school.
You get a free tinfoil blanket.
Tinfoil blanket, too.
And guacamole.
No, the guac is extra. All right. Next one. Here we go. Colin Kaepernick. Remember him? Uh-huh. We missed Colin. Colin Kaepernick celebrates diversity by forming a new company with zero white people on its board.
True.
Yes, this one is definitely true.
Knew that one was true. Colin Kaepernick hates white people.
He's just,
yeah.
He's a guy.
Yeah. He's a guy?
He's a guy. I mean, as far as we know, who knows how he identifies. Yeah, it's very presumptuous of me.
Yes, exactly. I don't like Colin Kaepernick, really.
He hasn't given us much reason to like him.
No.
And it has nothing to do with his skin color.
It has to do that he wore socks that have, like,
cops or pigs.
Cops or pigs on it. Like, roll them, put them in a blanket. Pigs in a blanket.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Anyways, all right, let's move on from that guy. Okay, next one. A similar vein here. Nike factory generously offers to house unaccompanied migrant children.
That one's got to be fake. But it's very funny.
If you don't pay close attention, it seems plausible.
I know.
But
well, I was thinking like at first, I was like, oh, they want to seem woke. And then I was like, oh, they're going to like employ these.
Yeah, I know. When I had the same thought
like
pattern when I read
a
it.
A sweatshot.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But it feels like it would. Yeah, they would like step in to do something for illegal immigrants. But
well, they do a photo op.
Yeah.
And then like
they dress up in a white suit and
yeah.
go cry by a fence.
Yeah.
Or something. Anyways, all right. MSNBC's Joy Reid says that aliens from outer space may attack us as punishment for destroying the planet with climate change.
It's so long.
It is a long one.
That it makes me feel like it's real.
It's a real one.
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Well, you already gave me a buzzer.
You gave the awkward pause.
Yeah, but maybe I was going to think about it some more.
Well, Troy, you need me to do like a Regis Philbin and ask you for your final answer?
Yeah, exactly. Let me dial that in
real quick.
Can we
get some Who Wants to Be a Millionaire sound effects here?
Except I don't get any money for this.
You can't phone a friend.
I think I'm probably losing money doing this.
You can't. We could ask the audience. I wonder if there's a way we could do a poll.
Yeah, I think there probably is. I know on Facebook you can do a poll.
We're working on getting more technologically inclined so you guys can participate in
this.
And
I hope you guys are guessing in the comments too, because it's fun to see your guys' guesses.
Totally.
Yeah.
We go back and look, and we look live. I'm not looking right now because I'm like doing 10 things at once. But anyways, all right, here we go. 15-year-old boys' soccer team demands equal pay for beating U.S. women's national team.
That one should be real. That one should be real, but I know that it's fake.
That is fake. But they did beat the team. They did beat the women's team.
Yeah. Well, it's like, did any of you guys watch the WNBA or not WNBA? I said that before.
No, I did not watch that. Just gonna go ahead and confess.
The Stanford
right now.
Arizona, the NCAA championship of women.
No.
Did you watch it? Did you watch it, Spencer? No, I watched it. I watched the final half. I mean, it was like I was watching these ladies. I know, you know, I'm not trying to talk down on what you ladies do playing basketball there, but I could beat you. There's no doubt.
I don't know about that.
I could.
Will Witt specifically.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
I don't think I could beat, like, college athletes who are trained playing women's basketball.
Every 15 seconds, someone fell on the ground. In the game.
I don't know. I've seen some of those clips, and it's pretty embarrassing.
It's
pretty. I don't know.
I think I could beat them one-on-one. If I did one-on-one with one of the girls on the team.
Are you good at basketball? Like, do you play basketball?
Yeah, basketball is actually, like, my sport. And I know it's, like, deceiving because I'm...
He has a basketball in his car that's just kind of there.
That's when, like, I pick up girls. I want them to think, like, oh, this guy plays
basketball.
This guy's
athletic. Yeah. Put, like, a barbell in the back seat.
Yeah, I put, like, a badminton rack.
Oh, that's when you go through Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Oh, what's that? Just my water polo suit.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Don't mind me.
Yeah. Oh, just my horse saddle I keep back here.
I'm an equestrian.
Yeah. Okay, next one.
All right, here we go. Columbia University holds 6 separate graduation ceremonies segregated by race, income, sexuality, and ethnicity.
Wait, what's... This one's fake.
They said
there's no... How is this one not fake? There's no difference between... What is the difference between race and ethnicity? Is race
they
like
figured out ways to categorize like their students by race, gender, ethnicity, income, all that stuff.
And they
made separate
segregated
ceremonies for each one. It's a real headline.
So ethnicity is like your country you're from.
Yeah, it's like your race or whatever.
So like you... it's like your race or whatever, you know? Wait, but you... So like someone who's black, that's their race. But then if they're like... I don't know, let's say they're from Kenya. Like, that's their ethnicity? They're Kenyan?
That's their nationality.
Well, then what's ethnicity?
I don't... We should not be trying to answer this on a live podcast, because I'm not exactly sure. But,
If anyone knows,
I just don't
want to
get it wrong. Like, I think it's, like, more like your...
No, I'm not... That's why I'm, like, asking.
Ancestral biological component of it. It's not so much, like, the nationality, like, the country.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I don't
understand. Let's keep
going. But you could be... But... Wait, but I'm still, like... hung up on it because like you could be in so many of these different categories.
Why are you so hung up on race and ethnicity?
You're hung up on the wrong
because I'm a leftist. But like you could be in all of these different categories, like all different.
Yeah.
And you'd have to go to like five different, four different.
Well, explain it to Columbia.
We'll have to.
How do you do that?
You want to read the article? I'll send you the article and you can parse all this
out. Yeah, send me the article.
And we'll do another segment where we'll break this all down next week.
Yeah, next week we're doing a 3-hour long podcast.
Here's how I couldn't understand it on a heart.
Okay, next
Here's how I got so off the rails on a one, you know,
well,
a doesn't
tiny make
part
any
of this
sense.
Segment.
No,
all
explain
right,
this
next
to me.
Headline. College English course to replace study of Shakespeare with readings of anti-racist baby.
True.
Got him again.
I read anti-racist baby.
I know. Did we do a video of you doing that?
No.
We got
honestly, it was kind of, it wasn't like horrible. It was like not good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it was good. You shouldn't buy this book for your kids. But it's like, it wasn't like...
Check out PragerU's resources for educators and parents, PragerU.com/prep.
Go to prep. But it wasn't like the worst. I read some of those other books. I read that Jacob's New Dress book, and then I read like A is for Activists, those other Story Time with Will. You guys should check those out. Those ones were a lot worse than the Anti-Racist Baby.
I think the problem with the Anti-Racist Baby is just the word anti-racist is like just, it's like a Trojan horse for all that like woke critical race theory ideology.
And so
I know, but if you start like getting people using those terms and like, hey, I'm an anti-racist baby, then the next thing that you see that is more extreme and dragging you down into that whole world of critical race theory and all that stuff, you're already speaking that language. And
you give them an inch and then they take a mile.
Yeah. It's just the slippery slope.
Yes. Slippery slope.
The leftists love when we talk about slippery slopes.
Yeah, they do.
And say it's anyway. All right. Charles Barkley to undergo racial sensitivity training to be less white.
True.
Got him again. He was in the news this week for actually saying something that was pretty based about like how the media makes everything racial.
He's like the more conservative based leading.
Like Barkley is based.
Basketball player?
Yeah, yes, he's a basketball player.
Yeah, I know. Like I was making sure you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I literally don't know if you knew. And that's a great cover. I was just making sure you knew.
Of course, I know who Charles Barkley is.
I've read all of the books. Yes.
You've seen Space Jam. He's in Space Jam.
Is he? I can't remember. Yeah. Okay.
Well, and so is Larry Bird.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
He plays golf.
I'm just making sure you know who Larry Bird is.
Larry Bird was a legend on the Celtics. Okay. Man.
Okay, let's keep going here. This is our last one for this segment. New York Times praises China's power and patriotism in overcoming COVID.
This one's facts. Facts.
Facts. Yeah, it is. No, we got the receipts.
Got the receipts.
There's facts. Nothing but facts.
Facts, dude. Yeah, this one for sure. No. I haven't seen this in real life, but I could just assume.
Yeah.
These leftists put China above America. They put America last and they put China first. It's terrible. And it's like, these are the pieces of news that people are reading every single day. It's disgusting.
Amen.
Hey, woman to that.
Did you guys like that segment?
That was fun.
Fun, huh?
That was fun.
Yeah.
Did we
tally a score?
Yeah, we tallied. So there was 14 different questions. Mm-hmm. Bill got 9 correct.
Okay.
And I did the percentage calculation. You would have failed that test because it was a 64%.
Well, good thing grades don't matter anymore.
Good thing I dropped out of college twice because grades do not matter to me.
Yeah, but you could go back now feelings. And pass just, you don't even have to attend class. Did you hear about that? Like, kids are passing by just not even attending class and because of, that's just the way the world is now. Participation trophy is your diploma.
Well, I never went to class my freshman year. I didn't go to class at all and I didn't pass.
I think everyone knew that already.
I failed. That's okay. I hated school. I did not like college. I hated learning useless stuff. All right, you want to go full screen again? Go to the first question?
We're full screen.
Okay, cool.
All right,
let's go to the first question, Spencer.
All right, let's do
Spencer's it. Reading the questions today. Spencer, get your question reading voice ready. We got 3 questions that you guys asked. Again, these questions are from PragerForce, which is our student program at PragerU. Text the word PragerForce to 64600 or go to PragerU.com and find PragerForce on there to apply. Students and young professionals around the world, that's high school through young professionals after graduating college or, you know, maybe you didn't go to college like me. So definitely join PragerForce. But our first question, Spencer.
Yeah, let's do it. So this is coming from jrowley.4. What is something you often do to help you connect with God?
Pastor Will got another one.
I know. Something I do to connect with God. I think one thing that's really important is speaking with my family about it. I don't want to put my family on the spot right now, but I think that in terms of my relationship with God and in my faith, I definitely am the most well versed in everything and definitely the furthest along in my faith, which is, you know, that's just how it is. Doesn't mean anything else about my family, but actually one thing that I feel really it strengthens my beliefs is talking to my family about my faith. So I think that if you're ever trying to strengthen your faith with God or you know, just talk about verses and you feel like you don't have people to talk to about it, talk about it with your family. If you talk about these things with your family, especially if like they're still learning or you're still learning, it can be really beneficial. So, I mean, after my podcasts or on the weekends when I talk to my mom and, you know, we would talk about, oh, what did you learn at church today? And, you know, she didn't always understand exactly what I was talking about, but it was still like good to for her to hear what I'm saying, and also for me to hear the things that she was kind of, you know, not so a little more unsure about. You know, I did this with my sister the other day too, where I was kind of explaining what, you know, why Jesus died for us, you know, things like that. So I think connecting with God is incredibly important. I mean, obviously, and I think that talking to your family about it and asking them questions and having them ask you questions, testing you as well, is a really strong thing you can do. Thanks for the question, friend. That's a
good answer. Okay, next question is coming from Nazinga. Should us new conservative content creators stick with YouTube or move to new platforms like Rumble?
I don't see why we can't do all of them, you know? Like, diversify your content. You should be on everything. There's one thing, like, one thing that I'm, like, against when it comes to, like, you know, I'm a big fan of Parler. I'm a big fan of Rumble. I mean, I think these are good platforms. But I am against just being on these platforms. You know, PragerU audience is the size that it is. My audience is the size that it is because my content is on every platform that reaches people who disagree. And then those people's minds change. And then they're still followers, right? If you're just in a place where people already agree with you, you're not going to do any good. You know, that's part of why I like living in California, because there's a lot of people here who I disagree with. And I hear, you know, I'm not going to say any names or anything, but, you know, I see some people post conservative stuff online or, you know, on their YouTube channel, whatever it might be. And it's like sometimes a lot of the same stuff. And you can tell that you can definitely tell with some conservative people that they've never actually talked to leftists in their lives. You know what I mean? And you can tell this with a lot of leftists, too. You can tell with a lot of leftists that, like, they've never even had a conversation with a conservative. But you can also tell this with conservatives, too. They've never even, like, talked to a leftist. They've kind of just parroted things that they've heard, like, on some podcast or on Will It Live. You know, it's like, it's very important that you're putting yourself in uncomfortable situations where people disagree with you, because that's how you really get your convictions really strong. I feel like I'm so strong in my convictions and the things that I believe in. Like, I don't falter on anything because I've been put in a lot of uncomfortable situations with people who either don't agree with me or at some cases even despise me, and even worse cases, want to hurt me. So I like putting myself in those situations because it helps embolden myself and then makes it so that I can be a better educator to all the people who watch. So to answer that question, yes, you should be on places where there are leftists. You should be on places where people disagree with you, because those are the people you want to reach, and it will help yourself be better educated on the things that you want to talk about too.
Totally. And, like, if you sincerely believe that the truth is on your side and your values are the superior values, then you should want to go out there in the world and put them to the test and present them to other people and listen to what they have to say. And, you know, in theory, if the truth is on your side, then you should, you know, believe that it will overcome in when you have those conversations and when you put it out there. So, and that's basically our whole attitude at PragerU, is we're going out with the things that we believe in, with the Judeo-Christian American values, and promoting them. And you know, if we just went on platforms where only people who agree with us and believe in those things already are, and it's only them, then, you know, we're preaching to the choir, and that's a losing battle. Your bubble just keeps getting smaller and smaller. Yeah. You know. And I just want to mention here too, like, we got banned off TikTok this week. We get some heat for even trying to go on TikTok because, you know, the China thing. We recognize it, but for us, it's worth it going there because that's where the young people are. That's where Gen Z is. They're not on Facebook. They're not, you know, on most of these other platforms. And so if you want to reach these people, you have to go to where they are and make content that they find interesting, and then put your values and your perspective in it. And that's so that, anyway, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's super important. I urge anyone who is looking to do something like that, that you are going out and finding other, you know, this isn't also saying that you need to go entertain every leftist with a debate. You know, that's not the point, right, that I'm trying to make. It's just be prepared and put yourself in situations that might seem uncomfortable. It's going to be good for you in the long run.
That's great.
All right. Last question. This is the last question of the day. Last thing we're doing today.
Oh, I'm going to butcher this name, but El Colonino.
Racist, Spencer.
Yeah.
Can't believe you did here. That.
What protest have you been to that made you feel the most unsafe?
Ooh, unsafe. I would probably say I went to the March for Our Lives. That was like 2 years ago. And I remember I was interviewing some kid, and this like ginger beta male came up to me, and he like taps me on the shoulder, and he's like, "Hey, you're Will Witt." I'm like, yeah, what's up, man? He's like, then he just starts screaming at the person I'm interviewing. And he's like, don't talk to this guy. This is Will Witt from PragerU, a fascist Nazi organization. I'm like, yo, dude, I'm just trying to do this interview right now. He's like, no, you, we're not letting you do this anymore. No more interviews. And then, like, kid I was interviewing left and walked away. And then I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to, like, dip out and, like, go interview different people. And the dude follows me around. He follows me to, like, three different interviews that I'm doing. And I'm starting to get, like, upset. You know, you guys watch my videos. I don't really get upset. But I was, like, I wanted to, like, you know, punch this guy in the face. This dude's coming, following me the whole time, yelling at people, telling them that, like, don't talk to him. He's a Nazi. To everyone who I'm trying to talk to is, like, is horrible. You know, so eventually we ditched the guy and we're able to do like a whole circle around this thing. But that was like, that was strange. Maybe that's not the most dangerous because this guy was like, you know, I don't know. He was kind of a beta looking dude. But most dangerous? I don't know. I mean, just walking down the streets of L.A. is pretty dangerous. You know, I wouldn't say that any of the leftists.
It's a protest, though.
Protests. I have to think about it. I can't remember.
Yeah, it felt dangerous when we went to Hollywood walking down the street there.
Yeah.
But the most dangerous protest I've seen is when the riots happened in front of my doorstep when I lived in Hollywood
The
shoe store got lit on fire across the street.
I did a speech in D.C. I did a speech in D.C. 2 years ago. It was for a March for Free Speech, and Antifa showed up. And I got a viral video. You guys might have seen this years ago if you guys have been conservative for a while. This video was mine. All right, no big deal. But it was a video of an Antifa member with a mini American flag, and he had, like, matches, and he kept trying to light the matches and burn the flag, and the matches kept going out before he was able to burn the flag, and everyone was, like, standing around laughing at him trying to burn this flag. Hilarious. One of the funniest things I've ever recorded and seen in my life.
There's a metaphor there.
Yeah, I know. There's a...
trying to bring down America like...
an oracle right there. Okay. Yeah, I think that's my answer for that. Guys, we're going to wrap up the show. We've gone over time like usual, but that's also because we had technical difficulties. If you guys like this podcast, make sure that you go on Apple Podcasts, you rate it 5 stars, you give us some nice comments on there, give us some love. You guys follow me and PragerU on social media. Make sure that you share this with your friends. Every week in the time between each podcast, we do this bi-weekly on Wednesdays. We release clips from the show. So if you missed any part of the show or you want to see something singled out, we release the clips so you guys can see. And I think that's about it. Yeah.
Sign our petition for TikTok. I'll put it in the comments.
Oh, yeah. Sign our petition for TikTok to get us unbanned from TikTok because they're communists and they like silencing us. So sign that for sure. Join PragerForce. And that's about all we got today, guys. Thank you so much for watching. This has been Spencer Taylor Will for Will Witt Live, and we're going to see you guys in 2 weeks. Peace.